As a debate heats up in Washington, D.C. over the fate of Planned Parenthood, the president of the group's Indiana and Kentucky affiliate has announced she's stepping down. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, Betty Cockrum still thinks the largest threat is at the state level.
Betty Cockrum's time at Planned Parenthood has been spent fighting state legislation, such as a bill last year which would have required people to cremate or bury fetal remains. Parts of that law were halted by a judge. Cockrum still thinks the greatest threat to Planned Parenthood comes from such laws. There's even an industry term for them, targeted regulation of abortion providers, or trap laws.
We see a legislative and regulatory environment that pretty much seeks to put barriers in place to women in Indiana.
Meanwhile, a new Republican Congress and administration have come out swinging against both the organization and abortion funding in general, with President Trump reinstating a rule banning federal money to overseas organizations that support abortion, and House Speaker Paul Ryan vowing to include measures to pull federal funds for Planned Parenthood in an Affordable Care Act replacement. As for the Supreme Court, Cockrum says she's confident Roe v. Wade is, in her words, a settled law. The organization is looking for Cockrum's successor. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.